joining us now in the studio is Robert Day. He's the CEO of Patrick Henry Family Services, and he has a new book out. You were in our studio when the first book in this series, it's called, the new book is called Desperately Healed, My Journey to Wholeness, and it's the second in a three-book series. The first one that you came in to talk about was called Worst of Mothers, Best of Moms, which is a terrific book talking about how all the women in your life as you were a child, not your own biological mother, unfortunately, but other women in your childhood who influenced you and were instrumental in turning you into a fine young man. And that book ends as you're heading off to college. And then this one picks up, Desperately Healed, My Journey to Wholeness, as you were in college and meeting your wife-to-be.
Yes, that's right.
And Robert, welcome to the program.
Thank
I'm kind
you,
of getting ahead of myself, but tell us about a little more about Desperately Healed, My Journey to Wholeness. We were talking during the break that this is really, you're trying to become a husband and father when you had no role models in that regard as a child.
Yeah, and maybe the first thing to do is to sort of give us a very quick recap to set up exactly where we are.
Yeah, so in the first book, Worst Mothers, Best Moms, I pretty much tell my childhood of abuse, neglect, sexual exploitation, severe poverty. And I do that as a way to try to help people understand, maybe on an emotional level, what happens to kids from those kind of hard places and the struggles that they have, and then what we can do as individuals to try to rescue and help them. This one kind of takes a different turn. This is more now about me as an adult trying to overcome the hurts of my past and how to keep that from causing pain to my own family. And unfortunately, I wasn't completely successful all the time, as I did cause them pain. But I managed to avoid some of the severe kinds of behaviors that really destroy individuals and families. And that's why I wanted to write the book, to help other adults who've come from those kind of hard places to navigate their adulthood and find this place of healing and wholeness.
What are some of those issues that you dealt with and that you now help others with as far as being harmful to marriages and to taking care of a family?
All right. A common theme for me was poverty, and poverty creates a mindset that you carry off into adulthood. And moving from a child of severe poverty to a middle-class life doesn't happen just because you now have a middle-class job and a middle-class salary. There's a culture change that needs to happen. People who come out of poverty are under-resourced in a lot of areas in their life. And so I talk about the process that education played in helping me move from one culture to another culture. I talk about my own relationship with my family and how my relationship with my wife and being the father of my children were huge motivations to get better. So I swore early on that my children would not suffer any of the things that I did as a child. I really didn't know how that was going to happen, but I swore that they would not. And it was that motivation, that desperation, that helped me to make the right decisions at the right time.
What were some other things that you struggled with that you now work with people on?
Okay. well, I talk about the birth of my first child, my son, and about the third night, I'm trying to relieve my wife so that she can get some sleep, and I'm rocking this crying baby who just couldn't go to sleep, and my 24-year-old inexperienced self just didn't know what to do. And I'm rocking him, and I start to panic because I realize I'm now responsible for this child for the next two decades, and I have no clue how to be a father. I was not fathered myself. There was no role models. And so out of desperation, I just cried out to God to help me, first of all, get this child to sleep, and then secondly, to raise him. And I was moments away from shaking that child and causing harm that would have destroyed him and my life and my marriage. That I was that close. So I talk about that in the book. And just that utter desperation that something has got to change or I'm going to harm somebody.
You know, you mentioned not having any kind of a role model as being a father, a husband, that kind of thing. Did you have? Did you find yourself having to seek those out as you got into your 20s?
Yes, you know, in our 20s is when we do a lot of transformational work. It's where we kind of
hope.
Yeah, we hope anyway. We begin to look at ourselves, see where we came from, and we start unpacking this backpack that was given to us, and we decide I'm going to keep this or I'm going to get rid of this. But if you don't have some mentor, some guidance, or some counseling, you have no reference in which to decide any of these things. And so I really encourage counseling, and I encourage finding people in your life that's going to help you get better. You know, find that person you needed when you were a kid. That's who you need as an adult. And so now you have as an adult, you have this freedom and this ability to find the help that you could not get as a child, but you've got to make that decision.
The book, the cover has a picture of you and your wife.
Yes.
Her name is Karen.
Yes.
You met in college.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts off by saying you, I'm getting the feeling that you didn't feel like you were worthy of her.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I got the best deal out of it for sure. And by the way, she wasn't real keen that her picture was going to be on the cover of the book. And she wouldn't be real happy we're talking about her now. That's just the kind of woman she is. Some people are called to foreign fields, and some are called to meet great needs or to fight some great cause. My wife has been the missionary to my life. She's had one job to do in this world, and that was to get me better. And so she deserves to be on that cover for sure.
Tell us about Patrick Henry Family Services. Mm-hmm. You've been with them, the book says, a little over 7 years.
That's correct.
Now, and talk about what you do there and the kind of services you all provide.
Well, it's about rescuing children and also about healing adults. You know, people connect us with the rescuing children part. We've been providing residential facility for children with nowhere to go for over 55 years. And we're expanding the way that we do that. But we also do counseling. It's called Hope for Tomorrow Counseling, and we help marriages stay together. We help families stay together. Without that, we can't rescue children. Right? Children who need rescuing are coming from families where adults are not whole, where adults are broken. And so we've got to do that in order to rescue children. And that's why I wrote this series and why I wanted to cover both aspects of this, the childhood part, which I suffered as a child, but also now the adult part, and finding that that hope through healing.
Wow, this is, I'm reading an excerpt. You say, in the name of tolerance, we've been fooled into believing that the highest moral standard today is to not offend someone. Community standards are slowly changing in order to embrace those who are formerly outside the boundaries of convention. And you go on to quote Kathleen Parker when she said, she characterized it as, if you can't fix it, make it normal.
Yes.
That, and a lot of people, I think, see that going on
exactly.
In society.
Yeah. Yeah. And so just like the first book, I do have a lot of social commentary throughout because we raise children in the context of a culture, and we live as an adults in the context of a culture, and the standards of acceptable behavior is changing. So how do you get whole or healed if people are now telling you you're not broken?
There's pictures. There are many pictures in the book. And there's one of you with your little boy.
Yes.
And he's on your shoulders. And it says, your childhood dream of living in a new mobile home in a trailer park with paved streets came true.
That's right.
That was your childhood dream.
Yes. Now, I'm not criticizing anybody for where they live or what they do for a living, but as a child, that was the highest that I could dream or the greatest I could imagine. And of course, I've been able to do much more than that because of education, because of wholeness, because of so many different issues. But we are confined often, right, by a worldview that we inherited from a family and from a culture. And sometimes you're not going to find wholeness or healing unless you can break out of that. That's the tough part. And we have to sometimes get so desperate that the torture to leave is better than the torment to stay.
You know, the city of Lynchburg has a poverty initiative where they're trying to get families out of poverty. And you've had your own experience with poverty and the culture. What are your thoughts on that?
I believe that there is a culture of poverty, and that poverty is a mindset, a spiritual condition, as much as it is an economic. You don't just give people money and suddenly they are out of poverty anymore. As I mentioned earlier, people are under-resourced in lots of ways. And so it's got to be a holistic approach to help people come out of poverty. Throwing money at it is never going to work in and of itself.
You know, given the compelling nature of the story you've told us last time and now, and in a country of this size, unfortunately, you are not the only one, I'd say, grew up in fantastically difficult circumstances. Have you heard from other people who especially read the first book and said, Robert, this really said something to me. Thanks for writing this. Here's what I went through. Have you heard that stuff?
I do, and it's one of my great pleasures when I get an email or a phone call, or somebody will come to an event where they know that I'm speaking and have the book available, and just come up and thank me for writing the book. I had one woman come up who had dog-eared it and highlighted it, and she just opened it up and pointed at a page and said, this happened to me, flipped it to another page and said, this happened to me. Thank you for writing the book.
It's got to be a heck of an experience.
Wow. It is. It is.
We're speaking with Robert Day, the CEO of Patrick Henry Family Services. The second book in the series is called Desperately Healed, My Journey to Wholeness. And then you're working on the third book in the series. And when will that be out?
Maybe within a year.
Okay.
I think this is going to be the hardest of the three, actually, to write. Yeah, because I'm trying to cast out a vision for now. How do we really rescue children, and how do we heal adults? Do it in a more common sense approach that actually helps instead of enables.
The first book, we should remind listeners, is called Worst of Mothers, Best of Moms. That was released last fall, and that was, again, your childhood. And then the latest book continues your personal story as an adult. Are there times when you get really frustrated about the circumstances, maybe not only your own, but then the circumstances of the children that you're working with, and frustrated at the adults who have put them in this situation?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, when I wrote the first book, it was fairly easy. I was it was emotional, but it was easy because I was the victim. This was what happened to me. This one, while it was easier to write on an emotional level, it's harder for me to release it because now people are going to read how I was the perpetrator of harm. So that makes it a little harder for me to release it. And I'm anxious to see how it's going to be received. But I have this feeling that people are going to also, just like the first one, say, open it and point at it and say, you know, I did that too. Thanks for having the courage to say it.
You're going to be signing the book on the 15th, which is
Thursday
night at Gibbons.
Yes.
And then again at Baines.
On the 24th.
On the 24th in Appomattox, Baines Books in Appomattox. And it's called Desperately Healed, My Journey to Wholeness. Robert Day is the CEO of Patrick Henry Family Services, also an author and a speaker. And if folks want more information about all this, what do they need to do?
Go to patrickhenry.org.
Very simple as that. Very good. Robert, thanks so much. Thanks for bringing in some extra copies of the book, which we will give away a little bit later on the program.
Thank you, Mary. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.